FBI officials who warned Facebook of Russian disinfo before Hunter laptop bombshell are Democrat donors. By Wendell Hussebo on October 11, 2022. Two FBI officials who had knowledge of the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020 and who alerted Facebook to potential Russian disinformation are Democrat donors, court filings and campaign finance records show. The unit chief for the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force, Laura Dinlow, and the head of the FBI's San Francisco Cyber Division, Elvis Chan, were likely engaged in suppressing Facebook's distribution of the story on the platform, the Washington Free Beacon reported from court filings. Dinlow contributed $60 to the Democrat Neonatal Committee in 2020, while Chan gave $50 to Democrat Senators John Ossoff, DGA, and Raphael Warnock, DGA, during their 2020 Senate races, campaign finance records show. The donations raise questions as to whether the FBI officials were working in an official capacity with partisan intentions during the 2020 election cycle when Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris first reported the authenticated, verified, and confirmed laptop from hell story in the New York Post. The FBI was in possession of the laptop for over a year before the Post published the story. Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged in August that Facebook had reduced the distribution of the story on his platform. Zuckerberg admitted the FBI had told the company to be aware of potential Russian disinformation that would hurt President Joe Biden's presidential campaign. In 2017, FBI Director Christopher Wray established the Foreign Influence Task Force to identify and counteract malign foreign influence operations targeting the United States. Dinlow, a member of the task force, could have directly used her position to discredit the laptop from hell story while making a political contribution to the Democrat Party, which supported Biden's candidacy. The laptop from hell story has since raised questions as to Joe Biden's involvement with the family business detailed on Hunter's laptop. Though Hunter is reportedly under criminal investigation for tax and gun-related misdeeds, Senator Chuck Grassley, R.Y., ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, believes any investigation into the potential evidence on the laptop has been shut down by the FBI. In September, Grassley demanded that former FBI agent Timothy Boa answer questions before the Senate about allegedly shutting down the FBI's 2020 probe into Hunter's laptop. Grassley believes Thibault shut down a totally separate probe that is likely unrelated to the ongoing criminal probe concerning reported tax fraud by the president's son. It also calls into question what the FBI's Baltimore field office is reviewing and whether it's the full scope of evidence, Grassley said in relation to the tax fraud probe. How can the American people trust the results of the investigation? Joe Biden's Justice Department has reportedly delayed its final decision on whether Hunter will be charged for alleged tax and gun-related violations due to Hunter's drug abuse. People familiar with the matter told The Wall Street Journal Hunter's drug abuse could be a scapegoat the defense could successfully use to defend the president's son against potential charges. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Fela McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.